Welcome to Education Canada Magazine Podcasts, value-added content for Education Canada readers, where we speak to authors and gain further insights into the ideas they share in their articles. I'm Max Cook, Director of Communications for the Canadian Education Association, and I'd like to introduce Dr. Carla Peck, Assistant Professor of Social Studies Education in the Department of Elementary Education at the University of Alberta. Dr. Peck is also CEA's 2010 Pat Clifford Award winner for early career research in education. She was recognized for the impact that her work promises to make in helping to transform teaching and learning in history and citizenship education across Canada. Her web-exclusive EdCan article entitled, "What You Don't Know Can Hurt Me, Diversity, Accommodation, and Citizenship Education in Canada," is based on this work. Hello, Dr. Peck. The title of your article almost sounds like a warning to readers, is it?
I think in some ways, maybe not a warning, but maybe a caution, that making assumptions about what children know and understand, in this case about ethnic diversity, can be problematic because if we make those assumptions, then we may decide that we don't need to be explicit in our teaching about ethnic diversity.
I'm going to explain to our listeners that your research falls into two areas: the teaching and learning of history with a specific focus on the relationship between students' ethnic identities and their historical understandings and uses of the past, and citizenship education with a focus on students' conceptions of democratic concepts. In this regard, you are currently directing the Alberta portion of the Pan-Canadian History Education Reform Project entitled Benchmarks of Historical Thinking. With much of your research revolving around consulting with student attitudes, what is your research telling you?
What I found in some small studies that I've done, and in this larger study that the article talks about that I'm embarking on with some colleagues, is that, in fact, the students that I worked with really had no idea about expressions of diversity and what those might look like, and therefore were not inclined to think about accommodations for diversity. Not in a negative sense, in that the students weren't malicious or unkind towards individuals that they perceived as different from them, but they just did not understand why somebody might be seeking a kind of accommodation for a particular ethnic, cultural, or religious diversity, because they simply had no conception of what that diversity was in the first place. And so the caution of what you don't know can hurt me, I think, came from my sense that misunderstandings and intolerance can come from ignorance. And this isn't, in fact, a new idea. Lots of people have talked about that. But the research that I've done with children shows that, in fact, they just simply don't know why somebody might wear a turban or why somebody might wear the hijab, for instance, and therefore did not have the propensity to accommodate any kind of difference at all.
So you began your career teaching grades 1 through 8 in rural New Brunswick, and in your article you refer to a situation of when you asked your students why a boy pictured wearing a turban might want to be exempt from the school's no hats rule. I can assume that this was but one situation that inspired you to become a researcher into teaching cultural diversity in the classroom. When you look back on your teaching years, do you feel that the system has since made progress in this area?
My answer to that would be a very positive yes. In particular, what I've noticed in the Alberta social studies curriculum, and I'll focus in on social studies because that's my area of expertise, but also in other social studies curricula across Canada, is that more and more we're seeing questions of identity and citizenship really brought to the forefront in these curricula. Certainly citizenship was always very prominent in social studies curriculum, but I think that the question of identity has become more salient in and apparent in social studies curricula in Canada. I'd like to see more emphasis on questions around how one's identity shapes how one learns social studies concepts. But I think that there's been a rather large shift in terms of putting identity at the forefront in the first place.
As mentioned earlier, a lot of your research is collected through your interactions with students. What are the students that you've been working with telling you about what they would like to see in the classroom or feel that they need in the classroom?
I worked with them to investigate to what extent their own ethnic identity might influence the way they think about Canadian history and the way that they construct narratives of Canadian history. And I guess a couple of things really came to the forefront for me with that research. Number one, students are incredibly capable of articulating their own sense of who they are or who they are becoming in terms of their ethnic, cultural, or national identity. And what I mean by that is, when I asked students to describe themselves, they didn't simply say things like, oh, I'm Chinese Canadian, or I'm Indo-Canadian, or things like that. They had provided much, much richer descriptions of what they see themselves as in terms of their ethnic identity. And in fact, in most cases, they described themselves with multiple ethnicities. And would trace their backgrounds back beyond their grandparents in order to sort of draw on those identity resources to describe who they see themselves as today. The other thing that was really prominent with that, with these students, is that they also saw that their identity is still becoming, that it's still in flux, and that it's changing as they get older, as they are in different circumstances. There were a number of students who recognized that depending on the situation that they're in, different aspects of their identity may come to sort of the surface or the foreground versus a different situation that they might be in. So when they're in school, they use one language. When they're at home, they use another. This has an impact on their identity, and this shapes their identity. In terms of what they need in the classroom, what these students communicated to me through this research was they needed more opportunities, A, to think about their own identity and to be able to find ways to articulate that and have conversations about it, but also to think about how their identity shapes the way they think about, in this case, Canadian history. And so really, they were looking for opportunities for metacognition, that they could have time to reflect on, this is how I am thinking about myself, and this is how I'm shaping and internalizing the Canadian history I'm learning in school. I mean, if one thing came out really prominent in this study was that the 26 kids that I interviewed, not one of them interpreted Canadian history in exactly the same way, due in large part because of how their ethnic identity shaped the way they interpreted the various events that they were talking about during the study.
Thank you very much for your time today, Dr. Peck. That was Dr. Carla Peck, Assistant Professor of Social Studies Education in the Department of Elementary Education at the University of Alberta. Dr. Peck is also CEA's 2010 Pat Clifford Award winner for Early Career Research and Education. And her web-exclusive article is entitled, What You Don't Know Can Hurt Me, Diversity, Accommodation, and Citizenship Education in Canada. You can enjoy Dr. Peck's article along with our library of thought-provoking EdCan articles at the digital edition of Education Canada magazine at www.cea-ace.ca/educationcanada. Thank you very much. Until next time.